Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Yeah, shut up, you young dummy. It's a little thing called woke news, and we have a sounder.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't turn off the f***ing mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the f*** up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's.
It's woke news on the Johnny B. Show.
Oh, man. So much stuff, Will. What do you got for us first?
Billy Eichner. You like him?
You know what? I already know where you're going with this. I was going to send you a couple links, but I already knew you had it in here.
Yeah.
Actually, I follow him on YouTube. I like his show, Billy Eichner on the Street.
I love that show.
Where he interacts with people and does funny stuff, and he has celebrities with him and everything. Hilarious. So I've never had a problem with Billy Eichner. I've always liked Billy Eichner. Very funny guy.
I liked him on Parks and Rec.
Yes.
He was very funny on that show. Is he a stand-up comedian? Is that kind of how he got his start? Or?
I'm not sure, to be dead honest. I really am. I only started paying attention to him. I didn't even watch very much Parks and Rec. I know he was on it.
Yeah.
But I just like Billy Eichner on the Street. I like that a lot.
That's a really funny show. I've watched it a few times.
Yeah.
He's got a very unique personality, like very snarky and a lot of energy.
Yes.
And, I always thought he was pretty funny. So he is starring in a new romantic comedy.
I saw this.
It's called Bros.
Yeah, and look, honestly, I've seen one trailer for it.
Yep. What did you think of the trailer?
I thought it didn't do anything for me.
Okay.
It didn't make me want to go see it.
Well,
say
maybe you're a homophobe.
I'm not.
All right.
I've liked a lot of gay movies. A lot.
Like what?
The Birdcage, hilarious movie. I went to the theater and saw that.
Is that well?
Super
Nathan,
gay.
Is Nathan Lane gay or not?
He is in that movie.
Yeah, but
so is Robin Williams.
I know, but Robin Williams wasn't gay in real life.
Okay.
See, there are gay movies like Brokeback Mountain, gay movie.
Yeah, I like that movie too.
Never saw it.
Yeah,
but I heard it was very good and it won awards.
And dude, it did great at the box office, by the way, too.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, very gay. Loved
very
it.
Very gay.
Yeah.
But those characters weren't actually, or the characters were gay, but the actors were not. Correct? Tom Hanks, not gay.
Dude, I think Nathan Lane is gay, though.
I assume, but yeah. I don't know if he's, like, living.
What about Boat Trip or whatever, where they're the gay cruise? What was that one? What was that one with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Horatio Sands? Wasn't that about a gay cruise?
I don't know.
I saw pieces.
I don't
of
think
it.
I saw that. Okay, so the movie, I know it was, isn't it a Bros? Is
it's a rom com.
What's his name? Judd Apatow.
Is it an Apatow movie?
I think so.
I didn't get that from the trailer either. Maybe.
There's some of his movies that I've really enjoyed in the past.
Yeah, he's had good movies.
Virgin.
Sure.
A couple other ones. Knocked Up.
He got a little weird with the woke stuff a couple years ago and was, he was crapping all over Louis C.K. and a lot of other comics. So kind of turned me off of him at that point. I'm like, dude, you were a comedian, not a good comedian, great movie maker, but not the greatest comedian. And I hate it when comics try to cancel comics. If you don't like them, you don't like them, fine. Mm-hmm. But don't publicly go out there and, you know, it's a bad look.
Yeah, but, I don't watch movies anyways, generally. So.
No, it needs to be something really good for me to go out and watch it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I did see the trailer, and I went, oh, okay.
I said, I'll wait and watch it on a stream, maybe. That's what I said.
Yeah, I just assumed that I probably wouldn't see it, but...
Probably not.
You know,
it didn't really do much for me, the trailer.
I'm not really into rom-coms anyways.
It's got to be good, and it's got to have a top-notch cast for me to want to see a rom-com.
If you're going to see a rom-com, you're going on a date with, like, your person.
Yeah.
Or maybe a first date or something. First date for movies is a little strange.
I don't know, married couples watch rom-coms, but they need to be really funny, though.
this has got to be something for everybody. That's the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know there's not a there's kind of a an issue with separating gender identity now, but with the romantic comedy, you kind of have the romance for the ladies and you have the comedy for the guys. Kind of keep everybody happy.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, like Adam Sandler used to do great rom-coms. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
51st Dates, mm-hmm. The Wedding Singer. Those are great rom-coms. Really, really good.
And they're funny movies, too.
Hilarious, yeah.
So, you know, I saw the trailer, too, and that's kind of the first thing that's got to stick the landing is the trailer to kind of get somebody involved in this whole thing. But as it turns out, his movie did not do that great.
Really bad, actually.
He wrote a tweet that said, last night I snuck in and sat in the back of an old theater playing the movie Bros in L.A. The audience howled with laughter start to finish, burst into applause at the end. And some were wiping away tears as they walked out. It was truly magical.
It's a little cringy to give yourself that review.
Yeah, you know. Well. Yeah. Now, unfortunately, the movie only did about $4.8 million,
I saw that, and it was behind Avatar, which is a re-release from 2009, I think, or something. And then the Smile movie did $22 million, almost four times as much, and that's a creepy looking like horror movie.
And honestly, like, it is October now.
Yes,
people are getting into the scary season, the wanting to see scary movies.
Yeah,
and, you know, maybe it was a wrong time to release it. Maybe it was more of a summer.
I mean, honestly, you know, when I saw this, and let's get more into what he said.
So yeah, anyways,
in his tweet, because that blew me away.
So what's to blame for this poor performance?
And it's not climate change.
According to Billy Eichner, it's because people are homophobes.
Oh, boy.
In certain parts of the country, and they didn't want to come out and see this movie. He said, that's just a world we live in. He said, even with glowing reviews, great Rotten Tomatoes scores, and A Cinema scores, straight people, especially in certain parts of the country, just didn't show up for Bros. And that's disappointing, but it is what it is.
Everybody went and saw Rocket Man. Everybody went and saw the Queen movie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, now,
no, very gay movies.
But these movies, and I'm really doing my best here to see his side of things. Now, these movies that are, you know, gay movies, Brokeback Mountain, none of those actors gay and playing gay characters. These characters are Billy Eichner's gay. I don't know about anybody else,
right?
But you know that he's gay. I'm trying to think of other ones, like Boys Don't Cry. That did very well, about Matthew Shepard.
Yeah.
And didn't Hilary Swank play Matthew Shepard?
Yes.
It was a chick that played.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what her sexual orientation is, but I think she's straight. Not sure.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, there's gay themes, but they're not actually gay characters. So maybe if people would know that they're gay, they're like, no, that guy's gay, I'm not going to see. Even though I'll go see a movie with gay characters in it.
Sure.
Because that guy's gay, I'm not going to see the movie. Is that possible?
I mean, devil's advocate. I'm sure there's people out there like that, but there's people like that about anything that turns them off. You know what I mean? Like, there's people that won't see movies about certain, you know, like, you could bring up anything, really. You know, some people don't want to see movies, action movies. Some people don't want to see movies about, you know, martial arts. Some people don't want to see movies. Some people hate rom-coms in general, you know?
Like I said, I think it's when you go see a rom-com in the theater, you go with your partner, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Typically, it's straight people that go to these movies because there's way more straight people than gay people.
I mean, yeah.
I think sometimes mathematically, people look at ads and they think that they're like 25% of the population or something.
No, I mean, the last I checked, and I did a little jump, I went into an actual human rights website that has all the numbers and stuff. It's humanrightscampaign.org.
Mm-hmm.
And 7.1% of the country is identified as LGBTQ+.
Which is a big increase.
About 20 million people.
Because last time I looked at the census, and they do the census, what, every decade?
Yeah.
It was 2% identified as LGBTQ+, whatever.
Right.
They're going by now. And that's a big jump. 7% is a lot. That's almost one in 10.
Sure.
So, yeah. You know, but I really don't think that people didn't see this movie because of gay, but I don't know. Maybe I just don't buy it with all the, you know, Oscar winners in Philadelphia and Brokeback Mountain, right, and so many. Like, I don't think people really care.
I don't think even gay people wanted to go see this movie. It didn't look great, obviously. Okay, look. All right, so 20 million LGBTQ plus in the country.
Yeah.
Let's say 25% go to see the movie, just to support it. That, and let's say they pay $10, which is a real low ticket price. It's way more than that to go to the movies, right? But let's say after you pay the theater fee and the taxes and all that, let's say the movie company gets $10 of the $18 ticket, right?
Yeah.
I just did the math. If 25% of LGBTQ went out and saw the movie over the weekend, it would have grossed $50 million. It made 4 points.
So nobody really went.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it was all because of...
It could be other things. People are broke, Will. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a factor, too. Now, you said that Smile got $22 million.
But it's a horror movie in October.
It's a horror movie in October.
Yeah.
So people are probably going, and Nope, I want to see...
Nope did way better than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there was no bigotry there. White people, black people, everybody went and saw Nope. That was made by a black director and had a lot of black actors and actresses.
Yeah.
So there really wasn't bigotry around that. It seems to me when a movie does poorly now, everybody wants to jump on that. Like this latest Charlie's Angels that came out, and... The director, I forget her name, but she goes, oh, it's just...
sexism.
It's sexism.
That's right.
That's why people didn't come
Elizabeth
see the movie.
Banks said that.
Yeah, that's what it was. One of the actresses. Yeah, it's not sexism. Your movie stinks. I'm sorry. We'll go watch ladies in leading roles. People go watch Tomb Raider.
Like the first Charlie's Angels, well, not the first one, but the newer
rendition
in the 90s or 2000s or whatever, Drew Barrymore, that was a very successful franchise.
They had a stacked roster.
But these claims of, I just can't stand, like it's so like not, first of all, it's not like, maybe did I do something wrong? Like looking in the mirror and seeing like, did I... It's pointing a finger immediately at other people and calling them bigots for not going to see your piece of art that you did.
It's happening.
And it's so much in this culture where it's just like, well, I didn't get the result that I wanted. Couldn't possibly be me. I'm great.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.